If you remember the statement you're about to hear and you heed it, you'll not only make a significant difference in many people's lives, but you'll also get paid very well for it. Ready? Here it goes. A confused mind says no, but a clear mind says go. A confused mind says no, but a clear mind says go. Here's a rule that will pay off in droves for you, and it's based on the statement you just heard. With every speech you give, make sure you also give one exact next step for your audience members to take immediately afterwards. And this next step should involve you in some way. What are some of these next steps? Well, it could be to sign up for your free toolkit or newsletter, to purchase a product from you, to reach out to you for coaching, to visit your blog, to friend you on Facebook, to follow you on Twitter, to get LinkedIn with you. Whatever it is, just make sure you have one. One. I'll give you an example. You may very well have ended up on this 52speakingtips.com site because you saw me give a presentation and heard me say something like this. Raise your hand if a year from now you'd like to be 3 times the speaker you are today. Great. Then you'll see I have this new program called 52speakingtips.com and blah, blah, blah. And that's how you might have signed up. Now notice I led with the benefit of taking the next step, i.e. you'll be 3 times the speaker you are today a year from now. And then I followed with the feature, i.e. 52 speaking tips. You always want to lead with the compelling reason or benefit first and then follow with the feature. But here's the key. Most speakers give lots of options of what you should do next after the presentation. Or they don't give any options at all. But if they give lots of options, they'll say things like, you can get this and you can get that, but if you're in this type of situation, you might want this or you might want that. That's too much. It is too much. Remember, a confused mind says no. So the key is to give one option per speech. One next step per speech. If I give 2 speeches per conference, I might promote the 52speakingtips.com as the next step for 1 speech, and I might promote my storytelling home study course as the next step for another speech. If I'm doing management, I'll do 2 completely different next steps. Why? Again, because a confused mind says no and a clear mind says go. I try to keep it as simple and clear as possible. Plus, and here's the real key, when you give only 1 exact next step per speech, you get to use that entire speech from word 1 to build the case for taking that next step. Everything you say can be designed to get your audience to take that next step. But when you offer more than 1 next step per speech, you dilute the message and you can't make your case as well. Make sense? So here are the 3 keys to offering your next step. Number 1, back your way into it. First, figure out what that exact next step should be. Number 2, create a message that builds the case from the very first word all the way to the end for taking that specific next step. And 3, refuse the temptation to include more than 1 option. When you use this process, you will end up with a much higher conversion rate than most speakers. That's it for this week. Until next week, remember, keep speaking up.